This is the Steve Cochran Show.
What I don't support is what the governor has done. The state of Illinois is rudderless under Rauner. I do not support the idea. You know, I kind of look at it as Harry S. Truman had a sign on his desk that said the buck stops here. You're the governor. If I went 2 weeks without a budget, would you be blaming Alderman Kerry Austin, the chair of the budget committee, or me? If Dan Cronin from DuPage County did not have a budget for 2 weeks, would you blame him?
You're saying it's his job to actually propose a specific budget and have people debate it.
He's never proposed a balanced budget in 2 years. I think tomorrow morning, when he gets up to speak to the state of the state, he owes the people of Illinois start. I am sorry. Start with an apology.
State of the state address from Governor Rauner and David Axelrod was nice enough to stop in here, and we'll get to him in just a second as well. But let's go to the governor now. I thought you and the mayor were getting along. What's going on now?
I don't know. Sounds like a high level of frustration. I think the important thing is that we stay calm, stay focused, and work together on a bipartisan basis to get good things done. We need a balanced budget, and we need changes to our broken system, big changes. And I think we can get it done. I'm optimistic.
Yesterday, Christine Redonio and John Cullerton looked like they might have something cooking in the morning. By the end of the day, every separate interest group had broken it down into essentially nothing. Is there anything left of that possibility?
I continue to be hopeful. I continue to be optimistic. This is hard. The process, the political process, the special interest groups and the folks from all sides, both sides of the aisle, everybody's weighing in, which is not surprising. And I hope the senators continue to pursue their negotiations in good faith on a bipartisan basis. We need changes. We need a balanced budget. Every day matters. And I applaud the senators for trying to do something good, and I'm encouraging them, and I hope they stay the course.
What's your role in this going forward as Cullerton and Redonio try to work something out on the Senate side?
Well, I'm certainly eager to help if they ask, but I have specifically not tried to interfere. I've not tried to push one way or the other. I've encouraged them to meet, just as I have other working groups and other members of the General Assembly. And, I applaud their work. I think it's important. There's been great bipartisan effort now for 18 months on these issues. I think the fact that the two leaders in the Senate are pursuing it themselves on a very close cooperative basis, from everything I hear, that's a big step forward. And never before has a Democratic leader, publicly put out the kinds of statements on reform that many have put on privately in discussions, but to do it publicly, I applaud him. I'm not surprised he's taking a lot of flack for it. But this is just part of the process. Hopefully they can get through it and come up to some good solutions. And again, I am heartened, and I want to thank House Democratic leadership. I mean, for the first time, they've said we need changes in our economic system so we can be more competitive and grow jobs. That's exactly right. I appreciate them saying that. And as well, the House passed a bill that we had been recommending for 2 years to have a true property tax freeze, which means basically voters get to approve or disapprove whenever a tax hike is going to happen at the local level. That's a major step forward to protect taxpayers, and I applaud the House for passing that.
The thing that's frustrating for me, and I certainly don't think I'm different than other Illinois taxpayers, is there are a lot of huge problems in the world that can be solved by reasonable people sitting down together. One of the arguments that broke down the Cullerton-Redonio efforts yesterday was privatizing janitorial services in public schools, and the argument came up that the kids might not be safe. Here's a bulletin. Janitor services can be bonded the same way somebody comes into your house to clean your house, or a contractor comes in to take care of that can be taken care of as well. These nonsensical arguments, which are nothing more than politics to stop this, at what point do the people we elected to go to Springfield actually give I got to be careful I don't curse here, actually care enough about the people of this state that they stop this and row the boat in the same direction? I mean, I salute your optimism. I wish I shared it.
Well, we have to keep our faith in the people of Illinois, keep our faith in our long-term future. I believe very much in our future. The reality is, Steve, you pointed out, There are special interest groups who want to protect the status quo, and they're doing well with the status quo.
But they're doing well. That's the state, regardless of the fact that 85% of the bills are paid, the state is on fire, and somebody's got to put it out.
Well, and that's where we got to encourage the General Assembly members. Two of the leaders are trying to do the right thing. Members of their caucus are trying to do the right thing. It's scary. It's hard. The special interest groups are bombing them. I mean, I've heard stories and rumors through the mill about, and I'm not surprised. I've suffered a lot of that over the last 2 years. When you try to change something and make it different so it can be better, because clearly we can't keep doing what we've been doing the last, you know, pick your time frame, years and years and years. We got to change. Change when there's a powerful groups who like the status quo. It's hard, and you're going to take a lot of incoming, and you got to have a backbone, and you got to stay the course.
Governor, when you start the speech today, how will you describe the state? I know you have to be positive about it. You can't say broken or shattered, but how will you describe the state?
Well, I will say that I am personally optimistic, and I will talk about how wonderful the people of Illinois are. The people are frustrated, but they're hopeful. Our economy is struggling, but it's resilient. And the simple fact is we have an outstanding future. We have everything going for us. Great people, great location, incredible natural competitive advantages. But our system, the government itself, is broken. And together, on a bipartisan basis, we got to fix it. And we can do it. The great news is the changes we need are all within our control. This is not our problems aren't caused by some, you know, third party outside. These are self-inflicted, and together, if we cooperate and focus on the right thing for the long term, we can get this done. I believe it very strongly.
The prescription drug interactions bill that came down this week, we were just talking about this with Dr. Most on Monday, and then the bill was signed this week as well, is a good thing. Clearly things have been done and can be done, but the state can't run without a budget forever. It's ridiculous. I know you live with this every day. Eventually, it comes to all of our doors. We're not taking care of our most vulnerable citizens, special needs folks. If my brother lived here in Illinois, he couldn't get services the way he gets them in New York State. It's appalling, and I know you're appalled by it. But let's say we get an agreement in the Senate. How does it get through Mike Madigan's House? And by the way, the members of the House went home a day early. They're obviously taxed.
Well, yeah, again, this is a process. Every day matters. We've just got to encourage the members of the General Assembly to do the right thing, negotiate, compromise, get creative defining solutions, and be willing to stand against some of the special interest groups who will continue to attack. We've got to do what's right for the people themselves for the long term, not short term, and not giving in because, you know, as you say, the false arguments or the political spin that the defenders of the current system will always do. We've got to stay persistent and stay strong, and we'll get it done.
Again, I salute your optimism. There's a different tone to it, so I hope you know something you can't tell us yet, and I hope it moves forward. I also hope you're not taken out for medical testing after you express your optimism today. But I hope you're right. I do hope you're right because we need you to be right. And again, I would ask Speaker Madigan, please, for the sake of your own personal legacy in the most narrow view, play ball and get something done here. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. We got enough ridiculous going on.
In the end, there's a lot of power concentrated in certain places. But in the end, members in themselves, the General Assembly, respond ultimately to how they feel their constituents are feeling and what they're really pushing for. So there's an opportunity here, and we need the people of Illinois to let their members of the General Assembly know it's time to get good things done on a bipartisan basis and compromise.
Last question. Has the president called you about affecting change and violence in the neighborhoods in Chicago that are plagued by this?
He is not. Our administration, I've asked, and it's happened now for the last 18 months, our administration has been in conversations with members of at the DEA and at the FBI We continue to talk to experts around the country. We continue to believe it's not the right thing for us to send in the National Guard. That would be a mistake. But we are working Illinois State Police. We've put a surge in there. We put more state police up there to patrol the expressways. We've also had our state police helping with the forensics and lab work and the investigation work that's going on with CPD. I continue to try to do everything we can at the state level to help with the city of Chicago deal with the violence. The critical thing we've got to do, and that's the reason I'm pushing so much for more equitable school funding, more equal school funding, is support our schools so our young people have education. Very importantly, get vocational training and technical training into the high schools as early as possible so young people who don't see themselves wanting to go to college, right, but they need to see a career, a way to make an income, so when the gang recruiters are on them when they're 13 years old, they can see that, you know, the gang isn't the only way to go. We've got to get that message to the young people.
I totally agree, but that's the medium and the long-term solution. In the short term, we got to stop the killing in the streets, and people are frustrated. Having said that, President Trump's tweet last night was nothing more than tough guy nonsense and just ridiculous. And I'm not surprised he hasn't reached out to you. My words, not yours. Thank you, Governor. Good luck today. And listen, I hope you make me more optimistic.
Well, we're going to get the job done. It's taken too long. I'm as frustrated as anybody in the state. Believe me, very frustrated. But you know what? I'm the most persistent person on the planet, and I love Illinois, and we're going to get it done.